morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I want to start here. I want to talk about Le Cool Champagne. You have designed bottles that are so special and so beautiful that it inspires you to get dressed up and share a moment.
Well, you know what? I thank you for that. In terms of the bottle itself, you know, because you have all different kinds of bottles, and you have the big boy, Dom Perignon, Cristal, Bordeaux, Cote. But I think we fit right in it. To me, it's kind of like classic, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, don't you think that the bottle, the tribute bottle, is just stunning? The colors alone, it's so stunning.
Well, you know what? 2 weeks ago, Summer Madness just arrived. We have a half bottle called Summer Madness. That's the bottle that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
That's with gold. We got Summer Madness. Summer's getting ready to happen. I hope we'll be rocking in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Ain't nothing but a party.
Are you working on that speech yet? Because you know you're going in.
Well, I feel it. You know how that goes. But it's like being on stage and the fat lady is in the wing. But don't happen to get on that mic. When she get on that mic and start singing that first note, you know you yes. That's kind of what's going on right now.
I've always looked at Kool and the Gang as being superheroes for AM radio, because when FM radio was starting to rise, and those of us that were the jocks on the AM radio, we needed phenomenal music, and you guys were always there with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely in the AM days. I think back in the day, you had the WNJR and Jersey, WWRL was AM before FM, you know.
Now, don't you also have a disco cruise coming up?
Yeah, it's called the Ultimate Disco Cruise. It's going to be in February. It's on the Norwegian cruise line.
Really?
And we got like the Spinners and a lot of old friends that's going to be on that cruise. Now, we have done about three or four in the past, say, 10 years of the Ultimate Disco Cruise. But this year, it's on the Norwegian cruise line instead of the Royal Caribbean. And our champagne is on the Norwegian cruise line.
That guitar that's beside you, is that up for, is that merchandise that fans can buy?
Yeah. You got thecoolchampagne.com. You can go online. We're in about 10 states right now. Yes, you can go online and buy it. Or in your stores in the various states.
So are people dressing up in the disco age style of clothing when they're coming to the disco cruise? Because I still have my platforms from 1978. I can't get my foot in them, but I still have my platforms.
You know, they are dressing up, man, but they have like a special night, you know, because you're out there for maybe 3 or 4 days. And sometimes they come to the gig dressed up like 70s, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What I've always loved about Kool and the Gang is that you guys are not afraid of the performance. You love to be on that stage, because I'll never forget the first time that I met you. It was at the world's largest office party here in Charlotte. And it was like, oh, my God, you guys are real.
Yeah. Charlotte's definitely been good to us, you know? Matter of fact... Charlotte has a NASCAR. We have played a couple of the races.
Yeah. So the excitement is still there for you, isn't it? But the real question I want to ask is, do you still hear brand new music inside your imagination?
New music?
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. My brother, before he passed, we did an album called Perfect Union. George Brown, who passed 4 months ago, has an album called, he produced People Just Want to Have Fun. That's the most current one that's out right now.
Yeah.
We have a song called The VIP. Now, everybody want to get into VIP. And a lot of people want to be VIPs.
Speaking of that VIP, that website for Le Cool Champagne, that right there in the lower right-hand corner says, be a VIP.
Yeah. Get up in the VIP and have you a nice cold glass of cool champagne while you're up there.
Was there ever a song that you wanted to release, but you never got around to it?
I'm trying to. There's been a couple that went singles. Like there's one song that I like called "Be My Lady."
Mm.
That's one. There's several more that the album cuts, not singles.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of songs that have the word "lady" in it, I would love for you to sit down and write like a 9-part story about Ladies' Night, because I believe there's like a story there that they can build, and we can get actors involved in it.
Well, you know, Ladies' Night, that was when JT Taylor had joined the band, and my wife and I was hanging out in New York at Studio 54 and Regine, and we realized that every weekend there was a ladies' night. So I went back to the guys. I said, hey, I got the perfect title of a song for our first single with JT. My brother said, what? I said, Ladies' Night. He said, man, there's a ladies' night all over the world. And we cut that track, Frankie Crock out of New York, she broke the record, and Ladies' Night all over the world. they like to party. The ladies like to party.
Well, congratulations on everything that you're doing, especially with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you have earned that place in history.
It's been a while. Hey, man, it's been over like 60 years as far as my career started, including the game. But before, we started off at the Jazzy Acts, mm-hmm. the Soul Town Band, Cool in the Flames, and then finally Cool in the Gang in 1969. Mm-hmm. And we've been rocking and rolling. Hey, rocking and rolling. Right? We've been doing that for over 67 years, man.
Wow. So when you are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, have you thought about who you want to do the big speech, the induction speech?
Yeah, I've been asked that several times, you know. I have to kind of see, you know, my good friend Lionel Richie.
Oh,
you know,
he's
one. Yeah. He's going back. Another good friend that's almost like a family member to me, because his cousin played the trumpet, the Spike Mickens, is now Rogers.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That's no. Okay.
Wow. Well, please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Robert.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay, sir? And thank you for all this music.
Thank you.